The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Mary set out in those days and traveled to the hill country in haste, the town of Judah. But she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Most blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." The Gospel of the Lord. Emmanuel is a Hebrew word for "the Lord be with us." Jesus came, not only that, he is close to us. He came to become us, part of us, so that we can live like him. We share his divinity. So Jesus is not that someone live aside of us. It's someone who really live in us, even transform us into his life. Especially when we receive the Blessed Sacrament, the Eucharist, his life, his body and blood become our body and blood. So that our body and blood be transformed into his body. When we say body of Christ, not only Christ lives in himself, he lives in us, so that we share totally his divinity. So in heaven, where is God? God is inside us. God's within us. God is always present. But at the time, since we live in the world, at times we need to do something to keep his presence. One of it is to pray together. And Mother Teresa of Calcutta says once, "The family that prays together stays together." When there is mutual love, there is always the presence. I met a couple in Vancouver. The gentleman is called Patrick. It was some years ago. He was a very rich merchant. He sell cars, so he can lots of money. But since he is so rich, God for him have no place in his heart. He was baptized but never come to the church. He met it 3 times, never succeed to continue the relationship. He got 3 children, but all lost. One become a drug seller, another one drinker. In the beginning he thought, "I have money, I give you all things." But the kids, do not need his money. They need his love. But he has no time. He said, money can do many things. After a certain period, he, with his third wife, that time is not your wife, you just live together. They went to USA, I forgot which city, they have a seminar for 3 days. During that 3 days of retreat, and it's this couple returning home, they try every night, kneel and say the rosary and consecrate the family into the hand of our Lord, into the hand of Heavenly Mother. They just continue to pray for the family, because this gentleman, Patrick, he has no way to change his family, his children. And he's the one he's living together was a lawyer. She was from Croatia. By this, they have a little bit contact with the messages of a lady in Medjugorje. So in this a simple contact with the message of our Heavenly Mother, this couple went together to Medjugorje for pilgrimage. They did not ask anything. They just want to the whole family be consecrated to Heavenly Mother. Returning home, this Patrick sold everything and settled down now in Medjugorje with his not yet wife yet. But by the same time, they went to the bishop and asked for kind of permission. And since the two marriages before wasn't validated, so there's no problem, because he was a Catholic and married with a non-Catholic but outside the church, so this doesn't consider as a sacrament of marriage. So the bishop gave them the permission, this person, the third one, be blessed again, validate the marriage in the Catholic Church. So they both become Catholic family. So this Patrick and Nancy, they live in Medjugorje. They use all the money for building a house, a retreat house, for priests only. Give them free lodging and boarding. That's what they were doing. After a couple of years, something changes. His second son, he was selling drugs in the school. He was kicked out by the school, of course. And he changed his mind, studied sociology. After his graduation, he got a job in Switzerland to look after the kids in the boarding school. You can imagine. He was a drug selling seller. He changed his life to be the teacher of youngsters. It's a change, not because of his father saying anything. He couldn't say anything, but God works through prayer. Lately, the eldest son, he was a football player, professional. Since they play basketball, after exercises, he drink. He become an alcoholic. Can't change things. But recently, the eldest son called his father, "Father, I changed my job." "So what are you doing now?" "I enrolled to be a fireman to work fire service." You can imagine, not even one drop of alcohol consumed during the daytime. You cannot. But he become a fireman. The whole life he have to stop drinking. And this changes. It's completely 360 degrees changes. Who make it possible? By prayer. The family that prays together, stays together. Also Jesus promised, where two or three are united in my name, I am in your midst. So only keep Jesus through mutual love, through prayer, also through fasting. His presence give the light, give the life. And so what experience by John the Baptist and our Virgin Mother, she was pregnant by the Holy Spirit and went to visit Elizabeth, and Elizabeth got 6 months pregnancy. And the child in the womb of Elizabeth jumped with joy. Why? The presence of Jesus in Mary. So you can imagine, the presence of Jesus is the one who changed the world, give a new life to the world. But first of all, to live this life with Jesus, in Jesus. And that's how eventually we can evangelize the other people. Many times people doesn't trust us because we speak but do not live. The best way is live and let God knows. And it happens. So Jesus coming through the Christmas time is a time, also especially this year, year of mercy. Keep everything forgiving and trusting. Start your life hand in hand with the Lord. Seek first the kingdom of God, the rest.